President Bush has been out of the country this week, far away from his political opponents in Washington, and his five-nation tour of Latin America ends today in Mexico. The president's travels have ignited protests along the way, protests against U.S. immigration policies and the war in Iraq. Yesterday in Mexico City, several hundred demonstrators burned American flags and attacked riot police with rocks and metal bars. The police responded with tear gas, pepper spray, and batons. NPR's White House correspondent David Greene has been following the president and covering the news of the trip. David's also been taking note of some of the stranger moments along the way.
Covering the commander-in-chief is not always the sexiest job, except apparently when you're in Brazil. That country's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said that when it comes to intense, ongoing trade talks, he just wants to find that spot where everyone's satisfied.
We're moving on solid ground to find a chance for the so-called G-point.
That was the English translation for Brazil's leader, who's been known to spice up a news conference. Brazil was President Bush's first stop, and evidently he was pretty hungry after the trip down.
So, Mr. President, it's been a great first meeting here. I appreciate the fact that you're about to buy me lunch. I'm kind of hungry. Looking forward to eating some of that good Brazilian food.
But he may not have been quite satisfied with the Brazilian fare, because when he got to Uruguay and met up with the president there, Mr. Bush still seemed a little peckish.
I appreciate your willingness to cook some Uruguayan beef. You've told me all along how good it is. And after we answer a few questions, we're about to find out.
Uruguay, get ready. The White House chef might be calling soon to get some of your food on the menu.
It turns out Uruguay produces a fantastic blueberry.
But nothing seemed to excite the president as much as the lettuce in Guatemala. Mr. Bush spent time in a small village loading crates of lettuce onto a truck. He proclaimed this stop one of the special moments of his entire presidency.
It was really, really fun.
Maybe the president was daydreaming about the lettuce when he came to talk to reporters. Surely he didn't mean to say this.
The American people would have been incredibly proud of watching our military folks dispense with basic health care needs to people who needed help.
Clearly he meant that the U.S. military was actually offering health care, because he said if Guatemalans, for example, needed eyeglasses, they might be able to turn to U.S. military personnel.
Or you have perpetual toothache. And somebody shows up, in this case in military uniforms, and says, how can I help?
But there were times on this trip when Mr. Bush seemed a little cranky. At another stop, he was talking about Iraq and a regional conference on how to stabilize it. And he didn't exactly praise the U.S. officials who were there. He said for the next conference, he's sending Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
It's a step up in, I'm not dissing anybody, but it's a step up in the pay grade. Let's put it that way.
Mr. Bush was also able to turn to his usual punching bag, the press. All week, reporters kept asking him about Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's leader, who was trying to upstage Mr. Bush during his visit. The president refused to answer. He wouldn't once say Chavez's name in public. White House officials kept telling reporters they were making too big a deal out of Chavez and should be focusing on Mr. Bush's agenda. And at one point, Mr. Bush declared,
We welcome a free press most of the time.
In fact, in a session with reporters in Guatemala, Mr. Bush tried to bring things to an abrupt close. But maybe that's because something else was on his mind.
This will be your last question, Mr. President, then we can start thinking about dinner. La cena. Huh? Que vamos a comer?
A television reporter was ready to ask that last question, but she was forced to just stand there. The president of Guatemala, Oscar Berger, took Mr. Bush's comment about dinner to mean he wanted to hear about the menu. Right there in the middle of the press conference.
Tres tortillas.
Tortillas, qué bueno.
Even the translator jumped in to help.
We had tortillas with guacamole and beans.
El almuerzo. Con el almuerzo hoy.
David Greene, NPR News, traveling with one well-fed president.